resolution to adopt fees related to taxi licenses, and then
escort services.
Then dating and escort services.
And I'll address 6A and 6B for
okay.
The reason why they're here is the same reason. We had a taxi company call and inquire about what the process would be, and quite frankly, we looked at each other and started scratching our heads because it had not existed up until that point. So we surveyed local areas and found out what forms they use, what fees they charge, what their processes were, etc., and came to you with what you see as 6A. And at the same time, we went ahead and looked through the remainder of Chapter 15 and identified bondsmen in there as well as escort services. For bondsmen, there is no fee provided for in the ordinance, but for the escort service and taxi, it does call for council to identify a regulatory fee for this. According to state law, there are approximately 30-some-odd industries that do specify municipalities can be established a regulatory fee, living pawn shops, massage parlors, etc. This is two of them that do fall into that category, so it's certainly within council's legal right, and within Chapter 15, it's under council's direction to establish a fee for these two. What you see in front of you are estimates of what it should take in order to maintain all the regulatory requirements that go along with those two businesses.
Okay. Yeah, Mark, please.
Mr. Mayor, part of the reason, too, that you have both of these coming before you is that I've been finding that over the last couple of months, we've been piecemeal every meeting, bringing you a fee, and I just got to the point where we just needed to get this over with. And this is part of the growing process for the corporation, is that your ordinances say that the council shall set by resolution a fee for X. Mm-hmm. So you've already decided within your ordinance to regulate it was just never established the fee. So what we tried to do is I asked staff to come back for this meeting and just look through the entirety of the code and pick out anything that was missed so far. We've hit the vast majority, so these are the vast ones that y'all haven't hit yet. So I believe, and I can't guarantee this, but this should be the last fee setting that y'all should be doing for a considerable time.
Okay. Any questions about this? Yes, Danny.
Quick question. You know, explain to me, taxi cab license, is that per cab or per company, or is that...
The taxi cab license will be per company, and then each driver could also get a permit, permit fee per year.
Okay, so that's not per cab or
anything? No, sir.
That's good. I don't even want to get into that.
Okay, Jane.
I'm offended a little bit by this escort service. I don't know what our legal rights are to have to provide this kind of service, but if we have to provide it, I'd like to make sure that we set it so high that no escort service would be able to come into Dunwoody.
Well,
that's just not the kind of things
that the other
okay.
Right. Well, actually, the fees that you do for regulation have to be directly related to the actual cost of regulation.
It's a very expensive thing.
Basically, the fee has to be no more than the cost to actually regulate how much we do in it.
When does escort service become known what it really is? That it's prostitution. I mean, that's just by another name. I mean, that's called a stud.
I'm interested in your stories.
I'm tired of you pointing me out, Danny.
City clerk
wants to come. All right. Well, I want to get away from escort services because I'm not sure how to define it. But I have more questions really when it comes to taxicabs. I raised an issue whereby the city of Dunwoody only regulates taxicab companies if they are dispatched from within the city of Dunwoody versus other municipalities that regulate the taxicabs that roll through the city or pick up customers in the city. I'm trying to remember when we set the initial ordinances, did we mirror DeKalb County? What was the rationale of only regulating taxicabs that are dispatched out of the city of Dunwoody versus taxicabs rolling in the city of Dunwoody? Does that mean we're setting a fee? I'm just wondering if...
Near Johns Creek, when we did it. That's one of the earlier ones. We didn't start nearing Dunwoody until later in the process.
The cab.
I
don't know why we did it the way we did, nor if it's the right or wrong way. I just wanted to point out the fact that they could be dispatched from anywhere. They could be dispatched from India, as far as I know. But the cabs rolling here are going to be serving the citizens, but yet we have no jurisdiction. I just wanted to make sure that that point was brought to light.
That's a good point. I think if you do business here, I think you should have a taxi license here.
Again.
We'll take a look at it.
Thank you.
Robert? Yeah, I had a question. On the agenda, and I'm back to the escort service line, it talks about dating and escort services. And in the ordinance, it looks like it's just escort services. Dating services are really different, right? The Jewish Community Center has a Jewish dating service. Several of the churches operate, singles things, and I want to make sure that we're clear on what we're regulating.
I believe that may actually just be a miscommunication from the agenda standpoint. Nothing in the resolution, I don't believe anything in our ordinance discusses dating services.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better.
It's for profit.
Okay. Yes, Tom.
How does this compare to DeKalb? I know. I seem to remember because Danny and I sat there for a couple hours trying to get his pistol
concealed
permit
weapon for
and the escorts license was posted. It was a four-figure item, and we went through an exercise of trying to guess who was getting the pistol permit, who was getting the escort permit. But just as a way to
do it, well.
But I just want to know how it compares, because I seem to remember the cab was
a lot more. Despite our numerous attempts, DeKalb County was unresponsive to our request for that information. So we were really left with evaluating other municipalities.
I want to ask Chief, the next time we take somebody to Recorder's Court there, where it's right there,
it's posted
right on the wall. We can get that. I think it's about $1,000.
I thought so too. I thought it was at least.
When you applied, that's right.
We'll
have that information for you for the 23rd.
But okay, perfect. All right, any others? Yes, John.
But again, this is a registration fee, right? This is not a tax. On both of these issues, this is a fee, which is going to
also pay the occupation tax.
So it's what it would cost the city.
Provide the regulation.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that was clear. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion items or questions for Chris on that? All right, thank you.